Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a severe thunderstorm warning. We repeat, this is a severe thunderstorm warning.
Tony Disick in the newsroom here at KNSS Operation Stormwatch on the air. We want to get our storm trackers on. Steve McIntosh is out there. Steve, tell us where you're at. What you're seeing right now.
Tony, I'm a Kellogg and Tyler just to the west of the airport. We had a real good strong gust of wind, and then it hasn't let up that much. It's still blowing out here. The trees are blowing, and the rain is blowing across this, the roadway from left to right, and it's still coming down. Maybe people will hear it on my car roof. I haven't seen any hail, and for the past few minutes, no lightning, but it's just been really heavy rainfall out here on the west side of Wichita, out in West Kellogg. Again, I'm just about a mile, just a little bit west of the airport right now. If you go straight to my left and go down South Tyler Road, you'll go through the National Weather Service office there near the airport. But I'm just sitting here watching a very, very strong storm, strong rain coming down, and quite a bit of wind right now. It seems to be dying down a little bit. Of course, as that front moves through with the strong winds on the front of it, there's going to be something behind it. And what we're getting right now is just some very heavy rain, and it is blowing, and still got some wind, as I said. But Tony, at this point, I have not seen any hail at all. So we're in West Wichita again, Kellogg and Tyler, Steve McIntosh here.
All right. Thank you very much, Steve. This is Operation Stormwatch, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are live on the Odyssey stations here in Wichita. We're on the air because a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for our area. We have a severe thunderstorm, and we're getting some strong downbursts of wind. And that's one of the indications of why we want to stay on the air. And we've got a pretty severe situation going on now as far as downbursts of wind. We did get a measured 72-mile-per-hour wind gusts, or 70-plus-mile-per-hour wind gusts in several areas around Wichita. We want to check in with Phil Hildebrand, one of our trackers, and he's out there. Phil, tell us where you're at and what you're seeing right now.
Hey, Tony. Right now, I am in northwest Wichita on 13th Street, moving west from Meridian down towards West Street. And the rain is just torrential right now. Wipers are like beating a slapstick here. It is just going nuts. Lots of heavy rain. Like I said, I just passed here on 13th. So with the heavy rains and a lot of rain in a little bit of time, this particular road is prone to flooding. I got through it okay, but I guarantee if we continue to have downpours like this over the next 15 to 20 minutes, this area of Wichita will be impassable, along with West Street, Maple Street. Some of the areas that are prone to flooding will do it real quickly. So right now, seeing a lot of tremendous lightning, mostly cloud to cloud, but I am seeing some cloud to ground. But the rain and the wind is just torrential right now. If you have to be out at all, take it slow. There's no need to be in a hurry, but if you can at all possible, stay off the roads and stay home. We're Operation Stormwatch.
Operation Stormwatch, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Our very own Jad Chambers is also out there. Jad, where are you at, and what are you saying right now?
Tony, I'm not too far from where you are right now. I'm on Rock Road. I'm headed southbound right now, just approaching Kellogg, actually. They're on Rock Road. Just a little bit ago, we had very heavy winds kind of break through, and the rain intensified quite a bit. That particular area appears to be passed, and now I'm getting some light rain. Kind of like Steve was saying, I didn't see any hail in this really heavy burst that went through. Something I did notice before, of course, we've had reports of power flickering and maybe some power outages out there. I did have a bit of a power flicker that I noticed just a little bit ago. It stayed on, but you could tell, I thought maybe that the power would be going out, but it did stay on, but I did notice that power flicker not too long ago. But yeah, just ran through an area of really intense wind, and some pretty heavy horizontally moving rain in that wind, but now we're just getting some light rain. Again, pretty close to Kellogg and Rock Road. This is Chad Chambers.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Severe thunderstorm warning continues, and we're going to stay on the air here on KNSS. I did want to bring Ted Woodward on. He is with us tracking the storm. Ted, tell us where you're at, what you're seeing.
Yeah, Tony, I'm on the west side of town. I've been in. I went to the wind surge game tonight down at Riverfront Stadium. They made it to the seventh inning stretch. They got. They obviously saw what was coming, and they got the tarp down. And yeah, and it's been kind of a gentle rain until the last 20 minutes when it really, of course, we've been talking about some of this extremely heavy rain, tons of lightning, and the wind was whipping around pretty good, at least 50 miles per hour for a little bit on the west side of town as I was driving along McLean Boulevard, and it was really whipping around. But that lasted for about 5 to 10 minutes, and now it seems like just in the last 2 or 3 minutes, it's kind of calmed down, kind of as Steve McIntosh was describing. So it's when the storm's coming through at its strongest, those winds will be whipping around 40, 50, even more miles per hour, and extremely heavy rains and some gusty winds. But once it goes on past, which it kind of seems like it has here on the west side, it's calmed down quite a bit. So we'll keep an eye on this storm as it makes its way through the metro area. And I'm in West Wichita, and Steve also, you guys also mentioned street flooding. Yeah, there's a lot of rain in a very short amount of time, so some of the streets are kind of full right now before we give them a chance to calm down a little bit, especially at some of those intersections where it gets pretty flooded pretty fast. I'm near 17th and St. Paul. Also, I saw a power line down, not down, but it was hanging really low. So we're going to have some of those situations around town, too, where maybe some power lines might have been affected by the extremely gusty winds that came through. On the west side of town, KNSS storm tracker covered. This is Ted Woodward.
All right. Thank you very much, Ted. Yeah, we are looking at really the severe part of this storm that's moving through is the wind and the downburst, heavy, quick gust of wind. We're getting reports of some power poles down, lines down. We do know the 1100 block of West Lydia here in Wichita power pole has fallen onto the street. So if you are out driving, that's one of the things you have to look out for is what fell on the street in front of you. Tree branches, power lines. If there's a power line, definitely don't try to go across or too close to it because it could be active still. We want to check in with Steve McIntosh. He's with us also. We've got our trackers out there. Steve, tell us again where you're at. What you're seeing?
I'm on Meridian now, northbound on Meridian, just coming up on Douglas, and I just went through a low spot there, and there was some pretty good street flooding there for about a half block. So, the usual places, you're gonna encounter a little street flooding here for the next few minutes, but a very light rain right now. I am at Douglas and Meridian right now, and the traffic signals are not functioning. We've got flashing red in all directions here. So when you come into that, it's a four-way stop, same as a four-way stop. That's the way you treat it. And so I'm going to move on through here, and there is some traffic picking up a little bit now that everything's kind of calmed down. But I'd say, Tony, the central part of the city, not much rain, not much wind, but again, street flooding is going to be a problem here for a few minutes.
All right, thank you very much, Steve McIntosh. This is 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
This is a severe thunderstorm warning. We repeat, this is a severe thunderstorm warning.
Severe thunderstorm warning continues for Sedgwick County, and it's being expanded out into Butler, Harvey County. The severe thunderstorm warning, as this storm does move to the north and east of us, it continues to move along. Downburst of wind, high winds are what we're looking at, are the possibilities. A lot of reports across Wichita of things falling down on the streets.
This is a severe thunderstorm warning. We repeat, this is a severe thunderstorm warning.
All thunderstorms are dangerous. In an open area, go to a low place such as a ravine or valley. Be alert for flash floods. On open water, get to land and find shelter immediately. Anywhere you feel your hair stand on end, which indicates that lightning is about to strike, squat low to the ground on the balls of your feet. Place your hands over your ears and your head between your knees. Make yourself the smallest target possible and minimize your contact to the ground. Do not lie flat on the ground.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It's Tony Dusing. We're on the air with Operation Storm Watch. Storm moving through the Wichita area. Severe thunderstorm warning in effect for our listening area. And 911 dispatch telling us a pole fire reported West 21st Street in Ridge. Also around the 200 block of West 4th Street in Valley Center. Multiple calls of power lines down and power poles down. These strong winds can really do some damage. Ted Woodward's out there tracking the storm with us, too. Ted, tell us where you're at and what you're seeing.
I'm still on the west side. I'm near 17th and St. Paul, and there is a massive tree branch down in the roadway right at the intersection of 17th and St. Paul, and it has knocked down power lines in this neighborhood, or utility lines as well. So, yeah, we're kind of getting that same report from all over the place, is that when these winds whip through here for a very short amount of time, but obviously did some damage, as you've been reporting, and had an impact on some of these neighborhoods throughout the Wichita area. So, near 17th and St. Paul, you've got a big tree, huge tree limb down in the roadway, power lines, utility lines down, and the storm has obviously moved on past, though. We're just right now getting very light rain, but, boy, for about a 10- or 15-minute period there, it was pretty rough. Reporting from the west side, for Operation Stormwatch, this is Ted Woodward.
This is a severe thunderstorm warning. We repeat, this is a severe thunderstorm warning.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.